This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the data points that really popped in this morning's jobs report, and Heather alluded to it, was something called the labor force participation rate. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is going to explain what that is and why it matters after I tell you the last month the LFPR rose 0.2% to 62.8% after basically not budging for 5 months. It's now the highest it's been since the pandemic hit. It has not quite caught up to where it was in the before times, but it is getting pretty darn close. Here's Mitchell.
Labor force participation is one of those economic terms that can kind of fly by your brain without sticking. So let me try a simple definition here. It's the percentage of the adult population, age 16 and up, that's got a job or is actively looking for one. It doesn't include people in the military or in prison or the elderly in nursing homes. And in general, we want higher labor force participation, because it means more people are working and making money, or at least trying to. So here's what's been happening.
More Americans entered the labor force looking for work in August.
Bill Adams at Comerica Bank says that pushed labor force participation up, but also unemployment.
In an economy experiencing labor shortages, a higher unemployment rate is a sign that there are more workers out looking for jobs, which is good news.
Participation has been rising among people 55 and older, also among women 25 to 54, many of whom stopped working when childcare and schooling got so hard in the pandemic, says Becky Frankowitz at staffing firm Manpower Group.
We've done a lot of research with women as well as returning retirees. And what has caused them to come back into the labor force is, one, the pay, I can make more money. But two is the flexibility, part-time, full-time, or even more, the hybrid opportunity for workplace and home.
Other groups are boosting the labor force too, says Bill Adams. Immigrants.
And then we're also seeing a big increase in labor force participation among Americans with disabilities.
Because, he says, it's now easier to work from home with assistive devices and without commuting. More teenagers looked for work in August, though not a lot of them found jobs right away. And that's a risk, says Dana Peterson at the Conference Board.
We have to keep an eye on that. We continue to see people jumping in, but still not being able to work.
Because it could drive unemployment, especially long-term unemployment, higher down the road. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.